the Davidson Sports Network. The Bob McKillop Show is on the air, powered by Ortho Carolina. The Bob McKillop Show is brought to you by Bearings. Performance is a constant. Pepsi, born in the Carolinas. First Citizens Bank, forever first. Atrium Health, the best for the Carolinas. And by Ortho Carolina, you improved. Now, here's the voice of Davidson basketball, Jared Latch, joining head coach Bob McKillop.
Welcome inside John Belk Arena, the Baker Sports Complex. This is the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina from Learfield, IMG College, alongside head coach Bob McKillop. I'm Jared Latch, and it was a good week for the Wildcats with two Atlantic 10 victories, and we'll start with a quick look back at the 80-66 victory on Tuesday night, Coach, over St. Joseph's inside Belk Arena. What were your biggest takeaways from that performance?
Not easy. It was a challenging game, as I think every game in this conference is a challenging game because the virus protocols and how it's impacted teams in terms of preparation, in terms of day of game, the experience leading up to the game, plus the talent level. You look at the conference, and from top to bottom in the conference, every team is an experienced team. I think that's why the conference is so strong this year, is because there's so much experience. And what has graduated has been replaced by transfers, 50-year graduate students. So we're seeing a conference filled with a lot of experienced players. The St. Joe's game presented us with the challenge of a team that defends different ways, forcing us to have our rhythm broken and not have the fluidity in our offense that has normally been sort of the benchmark of our offensive attack. And credit them and the way they do things with switching from zone to man, from trapping, from switching in man to man, all the variety of defensive looks they showed us. And it did keep us off balance for a good part of the game.
And you had good performances across the board, but what stuck out, Kellen Grady, who strung a bunch of games together, he had 21, and Sam Menenga, 15 points, 9 rebounds in that contest.
Kellen was sensational and, made some big shots at big times, as did Sam. And I think Sam loosened them up a little bit with his ability to knock down threes. I believe that was a critical part of not just that game, but also helping Sam feel a lot more comfortable with himself, because he has been struggling making threes, and he got some in that game, and I think it's really helped him.
There was a deja vu moment there in the second half when St. Joe's cut it to 61-58, but the Cats responded to push the game back the other way.
That's been sort of an Achilles heel for us, because we've gotten leads, as we did last year against them, both here and up in Philadelphia, and losing an 18-point lead up in Philadelphia as they made a last-second three at the buzzer to beat us, and then losing a 15-point lead here at home when they made a three at the buzzer to send it into overtime. Those are nightmarish memories, and clearly getting back to 61-58 brought those very, very present into our minds.
As part of the shift in scheduling, then you headed to Tom Gola Arena to take on LaSalle in Philadelphia on Saturday. Came out with a 77-53 win there. And as you mentioned in postgame, and Ashley Howard noted this in his postgame press conference as well, their plan was to shut down Kellen Grady, similar to what they did to Trey Mitchell in UMass. But he had a lot of credit to what your team did, finding the open man, which was led by Carter and Luka. Did you expect that game plan from their side coming in?
We expect that they're going to really lock into Lee and Kellen, because they can create with the ball and without the ball, and they are such lethal offensive players. So we're game planning, understanding that could happen. The challenge in LaSalle is always going up to Philadelphia. We've always struggled in Tom Gola Arena. And last year we played them here and had terrific success. The year before, we went up there and really were in mud for much of the game. And part of the reason you're in mud is because of the way they defend. They switch every screen, or they switch at four spots, or they switch at the five, the three, the two, the one, or they switch at the four, the three, the two, the one. So they vary it from possession to possession, and you don't get your normal screening and cutting action in a flowing way. St. Joe's, as I said, did the same thing, but went more man zone. So we did not let that hesitate us getting into the center ring at the start of the game. And getting into the center ring was Luka Brajkovic, who started the game on fire inside and out, got us that early lead. And then when it came time to every big shot that needed to be made, I think it was maybe we had been up 18, and they cut it with a six-point run in the second half. Carter Collins stepped up to the plate and made every big shot that could be made. I bet you there were five, six occasions, and I think that's why he had, I want to say, 17 points in the second half. It was all big shots because we needed a basket because they were chipping away at us. And each time they chipped two away, Carter came back with a three. They chipped one away with a foul shot. Carter came back with a layup. Credit Luka with finding Carter on several of those cuts, and I think Luka has mentioned that Carter's a great cutter and he's always looking for him. So cutting out Lee and cutting out Kellen from our offensive attack, we had Luka and we had Carter in particular step up to the plate and do such a great job.
Looking at Kellen again for one more moment, it seems now, Coach, he's at the point in his career in his senior season where when he scores a basket or does something on the court, he's climbing the list. A guy he surpassed was Dick Snyder on Saturday in career field goals made.
Well, if there's anybody that you want to say, wow, I am in the same stratosphere as he is, Dick Snyder, just one of the greats ever to play here and ever to play college basketball. And for Kellen to surpass him is quite a statement. And I'm just very happy for Kellen because he's adjusted so much with the loss of John and the need for him to be on the ball so much more. And then, you know, we sometimes lose sight of the other value he gives to us, and he's been sensational defensively, but I believe that on Saturday he was even extra special defensively.
And Coach, with each week full of testing, different protocols, is there an elevated surge of energy that you have ready to go on game day? Is it any different than in previous times?
Well, let's just talk about the LaSalle game. We had to get to the arena an hour ahead of our normal time, and that was, we had to park the bus. Four guys come off the bus, get tested, four more guys, and then they wait until the test results are revealed, and then they can go to the locker room. So there's I'm not going to say an anxiety issue, but there's a disruption to your routine. We're going to face a similar thing when we go over to Massachusetts, when we go to New York. These are the challenges that this presents, and I think our guys have handled it remarkably well.
That takes us into our first break. When we come back, we'll continue the discussion with Coach. This is the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina from Learfield IMG College.
At Ortho Carolina, my personalized orthopedic care feels like home because video visits bring my provider to me. Ortho Carolina, my care, my way.
Schedule your in-person or virtual appointment today at orthocarolina.com.
It's bow time. Years from now, you'll tell your grandkids, back in my day, we could get two Bojangles sausage biscuits for just $2.50. And those biscuits, shoot, they were always made from scratch. And that zesty sausage, sizzling like the summer of 2033. And then your grandkids will say, but how is that different than Bojangles now? And you'll say, pipe down and eat your biscuits. Get two sausage biscuits for just $2.50. It's bow time.
This is the Pepsi that your father drank and your grandfather drank.
When I was your age, we were...
This is the Pepsi that your Uncle Ted drank when rock sounded like this. This is the Pepsi for American pastimes. Whether you're tailgating at a speedway or courtside watching your favorite player make a breakaway...
He scores!
This is the Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
When is it time to think about your money? When you get a job, get married, start start a family? Buy a home? At First Citizens Bank, we know the time to think about your money is when you're thinking about your life. Choose a bank that's thinking about it, too. Learn more at FirstCitizens.com, because money isn't everything, but so much depends on what you do with your money. First Citizens Bank, forever first. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina. Jared Leitch, Bob McKillop back with you as we join you once again this year on the national holiday, remembering the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I want to take some time during this segment to hit on some past and present players and teams to recognize. Specifically, and Coach, we spoke last year regarding the impact that legendary Wildcat Mike Malloy had back in the late 1960s with Lefty Driesell on campus, and it's always timely to recap your thoughts on both Mike and the character of that team.
You know, the glory years of the 60s was one of the most extraordinary stories in college basketball history, and I guess we sometimes don't understand how good they were because they didn't get nearly the exposure that a team who accomplished what they did would have received in today's world. For example, Fred Hetzel, who was the first pick in the draft, not the round one, the first pick, he averaged a double-double, something on the nature of 28 points, 17 rebounds a game. Incredible numbers. And it's kind of strange that he's not in either the College Basketball Hall of Fame or the Hall of Fame in Springfield. Here's a guy who was on the All-American team with Bill Bradley, with Gail Goodrich, with Cassie Russell, all Hall of Fame members. And Fred has been overlooked, and it's really a shame. And last week I was delighted to see Fran Fraschilla of ESPN have a, make a statement about he's reviewing different teams and going through the history to try to prepare for games. And he came across Fred and said, oh, Fred's not in the Hall of Fame. And we need that message out there that Fred is a Hall of Famer. And Chris Clooney has been sensational in getting that word out amongst his network of friends. And we need to continue to get that out. As far as the closing end of that great, great decade, Mike Malloy and his teammates, Doug Cook, Jerry Cole, Kroll, Wayne Huckle, Dave Moser, Mike O'Neill, Tony Orsman, Mike Spandy, et cetera, et cetera. Again, one of the great stories being knocked off in the 69 Elite Eight game by Carolina on a shot by Charlie Scott as the game expired. Mike, a first-round pick, a guy from Queens, Queens, New York, and set quite a tone as a basketball player, but I think his impact was more as a man. And he was so welcomed by his classmates, by his schoolmates, by his teammates, by the entire Davidson community, at a time that was a very volatile time in American history, as today is. And that's why Joel Williamson and Jerry Kroll and all of the brothers in the fraternity welcomed Mike into the fraternity, setting a new standard in which their fraternity actually was expelled from the National Fraternal Organization. And yet it was a major statement about what's important in life, the dignity and respect for every human being. And I thought Mike represented that in the way he lived his life, and his classmates, teammates, and schoolmates represented that in the way they embraced him.
And, Coach, looking back at the present, we have significant examples of the work that our scholar-athletes like Kellen Grady with his CARE program, alumnus Stephen Curry, the stuff they've put in to really move the conversation forward.
And I think they've done a sensational job of articulating their feelings about justice and equality and dignity and respect for everybody. And they have been the leaders in that process, but they've had a lot of people in their army, and that's a testament to Davidson College as well.
And looking at this team, we saw them go together on Election Day back in November to complete their ballots together as a group and show strong solidarity
Well, you know, we're faced with so many challenges in our world, and it's interesting you're mentioning this on today, a very special day, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and celebration of Martin Luther King Jr. What was fascinating about him was that he was such a voice of dignity and respect, and he did it in a way that was peaceful. And maybe that's a message that we all need to reflect upon and let that resonate with us as we move forward in the year and the next year and the year after as American history continues.
Coach, you look back with all the Zoom conversations, unique composition of the team with all nationalities, race, socioeconomic backgrounds as well, and the COVID protocols. You put all that stuff together. Has that created a much stronger bond this year with this team?
So many aspects of that has brought us closer together as a team, and I think it's an extraordinary statement that this team is diversified as it is in terms of nationality, in terms of religion, in terms of race, in terms of socioeconomic background. I think that we are united as a team is a very, very admirable representation of what the world could be.
And this group of seniors, you look at what they have experienced as far as powerful experiences. Christmas Eve at Pearl Harbor a couple years ago when we were in Honolulu, the Auschwitz visit, and just the social injustice discussions of 2020. What does that do impact as a person and then as a leader for these guys?
I know the guys that graduated in the 60s and reflect often upon what happened in the 60s and the volatile time that it was. And we sometimes lose sight of it. Like, again, I reflect back upon how the media today really heightens an awareness. The media in the 60s was big, but had it been where it is today with the civil rights movement, with the Vietnam War protests, with so many other issues that occurred with the resignation of the president, if all of that had the same kind of media attention as we have today, probably would have left a much more historical impact that maybe would have prevented some of this stuff from happening. And I know that when I reflect upon my college days, I think about those incidents and they're front and center with me often. So I can only imagine what our guys are thinking as they go through the end of their college days and saying, yes, boy, Pearl Harbor. I mean, that's pretty special. Christmas Eve, you know, a day to remember it. Auschwitz, and now what has gone on in our country in the last year, they're going to have memories that if they lead the way they're capable of leading, they can really make a difference in the future.
And switching gears for a moment, Coach, one thing we'd like to at least shine a light on, the incredible work of the student managers this year who really fly under the radar. Can you give the fans a rundown of that group and what they bring to the table on a daily basis?
You know, I'm so happy that you brought that up because they are some of the greatest teammates we have. They are treated with respect by all of our players. Their relationship with all of our players is not just something that's going to last between now and the end of their days here at Davidson. It'll be a lifetime relationship. And these guys have been here. They've been here since the end of August, not gone home for Christmas, and continue to be such valuable and such significant teammates. Just absolutely extraordinary what they do for us.
Great stuff, Coach. Time for another quick break. When we return, we'll look ahead at our midweek matinee with Fordham on Wednesday. The Bob McKillop Show rolls on, powered by Ortho Carolina from Learfield, IMG College.
At Ortho Carolina, my personalized orthopedic care begins with the click of a mouse because online scheduling saves me time. Ortho Carolina, my care, my way.
Schedule your in-person or virtual appointment today at orthocarolina.com.
Performance is a constant. Obstacles are fleeting. We are formed by the unrelenting hand of discipline. A second built on years. Victory built on humility. We are process.
charge into the heartland with Mountain Dew. Out here, there's no rush hour, just the rush of flying wide open on glassy water at 5 a.m. with your first dew in hand. And there's no spin class, just bright green spinnerbait that ironically matches your second dew. Out here, we don't just play big buck hunt, we hunt actual big bucks. And out here, the best road is off-road, and the color of your truck is mud. Out here, it's dew.
When you need a new bike or office chair, even a water filter, you go online and look for the best. So of course you'd be willing to search high and low for something much more important, like the best healthcare. But what if you didn't have to? What if there was an award-winning health system close to home? Well, there is. Atrium Health, the only health system in the region nationally ranked by U.S. News & World Report. When it comes to the best for your health, the choice is clear. Learn more at atriumhealth.org/best.
Welcome back to Davidson College. Jared Latch along with Bob McKillop, head coach of the Wildcats. It's time to look ahead at our next opponent in the Fordham Rams in a unique midweek matinee matchup in January. The positive, the classes don't begin until January 25th. And, Coach, do you think that game Wednesday, does it have any different of a feel given the start time, or does it not even matter at this point?
Without the crowd, I don't think it's going to matter at all. It could be a Saturday. It could be a Sunday as far as we're aware. And they're going to come in here, and they're going to try to create chaos with the way they defend us, and they'll be in the attack mode offensively at points that they think they could see that we're vulnerable. And you can't lose sight of the fact that they beat Dayton, and they had a one basket loss to Duquesne. So they've not come out of the gate and won a lot of games, but understand that their first two losses were their first two games they played all year long, and they did not have nearly the practice time that their opponents had. So they had their hands tied behind their back when its season started. Once they got their wind, that's when they beat Dayton, and that's when they came after Duquesne at Duquesne and almost got a victory there. So this is a team that is certainly going to try to create problems for us.
And the Rams are led by Chris Austin and Joel Soriano. And Coach touched on the abbreviated schedule, just six games due to the pandemic. And Coach, they're a team that really seems to try to slow the game down and keep the game at their pace.
What they do is they try to lull you into a sense of complacency, and then they'll attack. And they do it defensively, they do it offensively. Soriano has become a big, big force. He's a big guy, and he's become quite a force in the paint. But he's surrounded by guards that are very capable three-point shooters and very capable of getting it on the floor and men creating opportunities for their teammates. And as they get longer into the clock, you see that sometimes defenders will let their guard down, and that's when they catch them sleeping, and that's when they are very, very sneakily efficient.
And last year we saw a lot of high ball screen and roll action from this Fordham team. Is that a staple of their offense? That's something you expect to see every time?
Well, they'd certainly picked us apart. I think they had six layups on us up in Rose Hill when they did that early. We made a slight adjustment, and we're expecting a similar kind of attack from them. Both Soriano and Aisi set terrific ball screens, so we're going to be very aware of the ball screens, but they also have these double staggers that are efficient as well because they are quick guards.
With some preparation time left until Wednesday, what are your early keys to this game?
We got to be disciplined defensively. They fake very, very well. They'll try to attack you different ways with the dribble, either turning down ball screens or splitting ball screens or what we call worming ball screens. So we've got to be really disciplined with our reads. And offensively, we can't let them dictate the pace. We got to be aggressive with the pace.
And earlier we talked about the manager's coach, and I want to ask you about the work of Susan Mercer, Josh Haylinger, what they have to do this year to coordinate, make sure hotels are ready for protocols, to make things feel as normal as they can potentially feel.
That has happened, thankfully, because of Susan's fingerprints all over our itineraries, and Josh being the on-site guy who makes sure that the meals are the way they are, the meeting room is set aside the way it is, the hotel protocols are adhered to by our guys, the bus, there are so many little details that have to be ironed out prior to the trip and while on the trip. Susan and Josh meet well in advance of our trip, get it clearly done what we want happening, and then Josh makes sure that's enforced as we go on a road trip. And Josh has this army of our supporters and in our managers who and you know, our managers aren't just on the trip to carry things or to be around, and they actually get in on scout team situations. They're involved in simulations. Joe Nero, a senior, is involved in timeouts in terms of advising me about certain things in timeouts. And it's really sensational what the managers do. And they're all coordinated by Brian, by Josh, and by Susan.
And, Coach, finally, we know that outside of the assistant coaches who have gotten banged up a little bit in practice, where's this team as far as the health check?
Justin King is the master doctor. Justin has been oh my goodness, we've had such a sensational run of just being healthy. And yesterday was an off day. Justin came in and worked on about 8 of our guys yesterday, just getting them through the pains and the, you know, the nicks and all those things that happen at this point in the season, and he gets them ready. And boy, oh boy, what a teammate he is.
Well, Coach, thank you so much for your time as always. Best of luck Wednesday. We'll see you then.
Thank you.
We'll take one final break and wrap up the show with the broadcast details for Wednesday afternoon's game. This is the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina from Learfield, IMG College.
At Ortho Carolina, my personalized orthopedic care doesn't have to wait because after hours, urgent care knows accidents happen. Ortho Carolina, my care, my way.
Schedule your in-person or virtual appointment today at orthocarolina.com.
It's bow time. Years from now, you'll tell your grandkids, back in my day, we could get 2 Bojangles sausage biscuits for just $2.50. And those biscuits, shoot, they were always made from scratch. And that zesty sausage, sizzling like the summer of 2033. And then your grandkids will say, but how is that different than Bojangles now? And you'll say, pipe down and eat your biscuits. Get 2 sausage biscuits for just $2.50. It's bow time.
When is it time to think about your money? When you get a job, get married, start a family? Buy a home? At First Citizens Bank, we know the time to think about your money is when you're thinking about your life. Choose a bank that's thinking about it, too. Learn more at firstcitizens.com, because money isn't everything, but so much depends on what you do with your money. First Citizens Bank, forever first. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Chris Clooney, Director of Athletics for your Davidson Wildcats. In alignment with the Athletics Done Right Strategic Foundation, we are focused on generating financial scholarship support through annual, endowed, and planned gifts. These resources provide our scholar athletes with opportunities to become the best versions of themselves and achieve their goals of leadership, service, and disproportionate impact on the world. To learn more about ways to support, visit www.davidsonwildcats.com and click on the Donate tab. Thanks, and go Wildcats.
Welcome back. We want to remind you to join us for our next game broadcast coming up Wednesday, January 20th at 12:45 Eastern Time on the Davidson Radio Network as the Wildcats return to Belk Arena to host the Fordham Rams. That'll be a 1 o'clock tip. Our next coaches show will be coming up next Monday, January 25th, as we continue our weekly schedule throughout the remainder of A-10 play. And fans, we miss you here at Belk Arena this season. But with the virtual mini pack, you can be represented in the stands. For just $60, you can get a cardboard cutout in the stands, custom digital assets for your Zoom background and phone, and a chance to win a team-signed basketball. Visit fevo.me/Davidson Mini Packs to order your today. Again, Fevo, fevo.me/Davidson Mini Packs. For Bob McKillop, I'm Jared Latch. Have a great rest of the day, and so long for now from Davidson.
on the Davidson Sports Network. This has been the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina. The Bob McKillop Show has been brought to you by Bearings, Innovative Strategies and Solutions. Pepsi, born in the Carolinas. First Citizens Bank, forever first. Atrium Health, the best for the Carolinas. And by Ortho Carolina, you improved. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Davidson Sports Network.